Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. We do this each and every Wednesday. Joining me today, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods. We're going to talk to Greg throughout. There is the Trump train. Hop on. All the way to November. We play that even on Wellness Wednesdays. Why? Because we have to. That's my rule. All the way through November. That's what we're going to do. Got to get on the train. We'll talk more in the second and third hour, but I'll throw this in on Wellness Wednesday as well. We don't win this election, we're in trouble. Sorry, Greg,
big,
but we are.
No, it's big.
It's a big election.
We got to win.
We have no choice, folks. We got to make this happen. So jump on that Trump train. All right. The impossible question yesterday, which, Charlie, I don't know how we missed this one, but the impossible question yesterday, which Andy and I and Charlie, neither one of us got this right. 30% of people say they don't do this anymore. What is it? The answer is commute to work.
Mm.
That may be temporary, though. There's already some folks out there talking about how the collaboration and the things in the office just aren't working as well as they once were. And I would venture to guess that you're going to see some folks coming back to work in the not-too-distant future. That's my...
Yeah, and you're seeing
to
that.
To the office, I mean.
Yeah, and you're seeing that build. You're seeing it build on the freeway little by little.
Yeah, every day almost. Yeah. So that's coming. Anyways, all right, today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. This has to do with Wellness Wednesday, okay? That's the hint. The average person does this for over 6 months out of the year. The average person does this for 6 months out of the year. What is it?
Diet.
Good one.
Because it's Wellness Wednesday.
Greg says diet. Charlie, are you listening? Okay, the average person, this has to do with Wellness Wednesday. The average person does this for over 6 months of the year. Greg says diet. Average person. That's the key. I'm learning these questions. You got to listen to some of the hints. This is Wellness Wednesday. That's one of the hints. And then you got to think average person. Does the average person diet? What, Charlie? Oh, work out 6 months. Yeah. They start in January and they get to about June and they're like, okay, I'm done. Then they get fat. They get that New Year's resolution going. I don't know. I'm not one of these people. Most of you know this by now. I'm not an on again, off again kind of a guy. Once I decide to do something, I kind of do it and keep doing it.
Right, right.
I don't usually stop. But,
well, it's not sleep. I was thinking of sleep, but that means you're sleeping 12 hours a day. People don't do that. It's not sleep.
No, you do that, yeah.
8 hours a day, so that's
not good. Not enough.
No.
No. Some would like to, but most don't. I. You know what? This is a good one. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I don't know the answer, so you're welcome to answer that. And or you can also text us the answer, 307-200-8222. Okay. Several things in store for you this hour. Greg Bloom again with us from Barber's Foods. We're going to talk to a fisherman, a couple, by the way, fishermen, It's salmon season in Alaska. Most of you probably already know that, but it's salmon season in Alaska. Barber's Foods is going to run some specials on salmon that we're going to talk about a little bit later. Dr. Julie will join us here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about cupping and headaches and just some things along those lines, and even some things that she's offering free at Ascent Health Center, and I think she'll be happy about this this salmon, called the salmon segment we're going to do today.
Salmon segment. There that rolls right off your
salmon
tongue.
Salmon segment. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And I, by the way, had a just a preview taste, too, now, because Greg gave me a couple fillets that I actually, the day he gave me, I grilled them up that night, smoked them actually that night. Absolutely phenomenal, delicious, out of the park. And then he brought some today that was different, because the salmon I had is what we're going to talk about a little bit later. The salmon you brought today, though, was
hot smoked.
Hot smoked salmon, mm-hmm. which we had it warm and cold.
Right.
And I love cold smoked salmon. It's just, yeah, to it's me, good. That it's little good. Cream cheese cracker, which you brought, just dynamite.
I could eat it every day.
Out of this. Oh, yeah, me too. Problem, yeah. Well, problem is I could eat everything you give me every day.
Well, it's good. It's protein. It's not carbs. It's not sugar.
That's true. It's all good
you're
stuff.
You're looking good anyway. You're yeah, looking no, good.
It's good yeah, stuff.
I think
no.
it's the protein diet.
I think I like it very much so. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get Dr. Julie going. We'll come back. And again, if you've got questions for Greg at about the 3:30 mark or so, we're going to talk to our fishermen, so we'll have Greg with us all the way through the hour. So if you've got a question for Greg, be sure to let us know as well. You can text me a question as well, 307-282-22. Otherwise, we'll be right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Michael was just with us on his own show, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. He does that every single Wednesday. But if you need anything when it comes to estate planning, give Michael a call today. Go to Rush or go to klzradio.com. You can find him at rushtoreason.com as well. klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
When Michael Bailey creates your estate plan, you only talk to Michael Bailey the whole time. You don't need to press zero for the operator when you call Michael Bailey Law Office, because Michael Bailey himself answers the phone every time. Michael Bailey personally ensures the accuracy of your legal documents, and Michael Bailey remains available to answer all your legal questions. Choose KLZ's mobile estate planner and only talk to the attorney. klzradio.com/estate.
Save the children, folks. Yes, we're talking about food. We seem to always do this. We talk food. There's kids around the world that are starving to death. Some of them in our own backyard. Save the Children is doing the work that we literally cannot do. So donate today if you would. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. 5%, by the way, of what you order right now of Barber's Foods is going to Save the Children. That's the way they're participating. So let's see what you can do as well. 1-800-570-5155.
You know, there are millions of kids right now who are living in poverty. As a matter of fact, one out of every five kids in America today is in poverty. And many of those families are the families of our veterans, men and women who have served us in the military. Our friends at Save the Children are standing in the gap for these veterans who know what it's like to deal with unexpected situations in the battlefield. But then you come home and you've got school closures and isolation, can't get to your doctor's appointments. That puts an extra layer of stress on families who already have a lot to deal with. That's where Save the Children can help. Helping children of wounded veterans. Just one example of the vulnerable and often overlooked and forgotten kids right here at home that Save the Children represents. Now, it's really very basic. You give a $100 donation to Save the Children today, and that will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Just $100 can do that. A $300 donation can provide that same child with food for an entire month. Go to Save Children KLZ right now and make sure that these kids don't need to worry about where their next meal is coming from. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, folks, and great company. All of the different locations that we've got throughout our entire listening audience, I've met each and every one of them. They're great people. They want to take care of you, your vehicle, your windshield, make you see clearly. They can fix a crack, a chip, you name it. They're there for you. And don't forget, they work with all insurance companies as well. It's NOVUS, Novus. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus and find a location near you.
John Rush personally uses Novus Auto Glass to maintain his fleet of company trucks. All of his trucks tend to be in the same place at the same time on Friday mornings. So every Friday morning without fail, John's local Novus guy comes by to check all of the windshields on his company fleet. That's at least 50 different windshields. On the spot, any new little chip or crack gets immediately repaired. Since John self-insures his glass repair and replacement, Novus offers him a discounted cash price. Even more importantly, John saves a lot of money in the long run by repairing those chips and cracks immediately instead of waiting to replace all of those windshields down the road. He'd much rather pay $40 or $50 per vehicle for regular repairs than pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to replace each of those windshields. Take care of your company vehicles. Visit rushtoreason.com/Novus now and schedule regular maintenance for your fleet. Novus Autoglass, the inventors of windshield repair.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Greg Bloom again with us from Barber's Foods. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now as well from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. It's a little smoky outside, which I might change our topic just ever so slightly because I've had some folks complaining and talking about the smoke and just what it's doing health-wise. And I guess a question for you before I get into the other topic we were going to cover, do you have, you know, suggestions or things along these lines when it comes to dealing with the smoke we have?
Well, you should definitely wear your mask. I'm just kidding. That was a bad joke.
I'm laughing.
Well, I mean, it is difficult, but there's a great book that we've been telling our patients to read called Breathe, and it just talks about the importance of breathing correctly.
Okay.
And if we have healthy lungs, just like if we have a healthy body, we're going to be able to withstand some of the environmental assaults that we're having. Of course, for some patients, it's definitely going to be a more challenging situation, but breathing out actually longer than in is one little clue that people don't think about. They often think you have to breathe in, but when you breathe out and hold your breath out for an extended period of time, you're training your lungs to exchange oxygen in a better way. So that's one of the things we teach our patients. You know, hydrate, keep lungs and gut are related. So just health rules in general,
okay.
But we're in a tough spot right now.
We are, and I know for some people, you know, allergy-wise and, you know, the allergic side of the fence is a little worse for some people. Personally, I haven't noticed any, you know, ill effect from it one way or the other, but I've talked to others where that's not the case. So this really is a case-by-case basis, correct?
Correct. Yeah. How healthy was a person to start with? And I think but we've tried to teach through this whole viral situation and going into winter and now with this, that it's important not to think about your health when something bad happens, but to think about your health before that happens so you have a strong enough immune system or lung system or gut system to manage what's happening.
Okay. All right. Before I forget, and I got your newsletter today, and I want to make sure I mention this really quick, because you've got some free offerings right now when it comes to health assessments. Do you want to give a few of those?
Oh, sure. And so this is available to anyone out there. We're scheduling free health assessments through the month of September on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we're looking at a variety of different things. How is your body composition? How is your zinc composition? What does it look like in your blood pressure?
Okay.
We're doing something called a Zion. And so it's actually very comprehensive for a health assessment. It gives a lot of information. And all you have to do is call our office, 303-343-8800, and schedule them.
Okay, perfect. All right. Cupping. This was something that I got a question a few weeks ago and said, hey, somebody basically came to me and said, hey, next time you have Dr. Julie on, ask about cupping. I think it was actually Charlie that asked me that. He said, I would like to know more about cupping. It was a big deal in, you know, one of the last Olympics, Dr. Julie, and I don't have the foggiest idea what it is, what it does. Maybe you can explain it.
Sure. And so it's traditionally a Chinese medicine technique, just like needling would be, or adjustments. Or actually, there's a Chinese technique for adjustments. And so cupping, basically how I describe it to patients, is that it's the only tool that It's the only tool that creates distraction. So we use it a lot for lungs, for opening up the lungs. A lot of our asthma patients, a lot of our patients that are actually struggling right now will come in and ask for cupping, and we'll cup like the whole posterior part, you know, the thoracic spine, we'll cup the whole chest. And think of it like, you know, every other type of manipulation, massage, is pressure inward and down, right? And you're moving stuff out by pressing. Cupping creates space and allows the tissues to move fluid, the lymphatic system, through that space. And you'll actually see, like, they can get really dark if there's, they call it in acupuncture, stagnation. So it's like a river that's not flowing.
Okay.
So if there's a lot of stagnation, those tissues aren't allowing good blood in and to get rid of toxins, you'll see a big mark wherever that cup is, and then it will tend to get better over time.
Okay, so it's is this like when we were young kids and you would put like a Tupperware cup on your brother and push as hard as you possibly could and then suck it back off?
Right.
No, it's like the one where when you did and you'd put it over your mouth and it would look like you got a hickey on
your chin. Yeah, we do the same thing. Yeah, when we were kids, we'd do that. Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Julie, I hope you warn people, because I've had this done and they didn't kind of warn me, that the next day when you go to the health club and you're in the locker room, you're going to look a little funny. Looks like you've got 2.5-inch hickeys all over your back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
So it's like, so it really is like a suction device. Right. Is that what I'm thinking?
Exactly.
It's a cup, and they take a, tell me if I'm wrong, the way I've had it done is they take a match or a candle, put it inside the cup, and heat up the cup, and then put it on your skin, and then the suction happens because of the heat on the cup. Right, Julie?
I see.
Correct. That is the traditional way to do it, and then there's a few other ways to create that suction, but you're absolutely right. That is the traditional way that it's always been done.
Okay, so how much suction is on your how much suction and how long does it have to stay on the skin?
So it varies.
Okay.
It could be light or it could be a lot of suction. It depends on the goals that you're trying to achieve. Sometimes we leave them on for 5 minutes because that's all the patient can handle. Sometimes we leave it on for 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. When does a person know they need it, or is this something everybody needs on a routine basis?
I guess patients who like it and have experienced it will come in and ask and say that they definitely want to do that today. I don't know if you would know if you needed it if you hadn't experienced it. So it's kind of a assessment. What's going on with this patient? Is this the best tool to use for this patient right now? Is it not the best tool to use for this patient now?
For example, I know there's a lot of folks listening where, you know, I know that they look at a massage as not just something where you go to the spa, hang out, and, you know, feel, you know, quote unquote, pretty when you're all said and done. It's more of a therapeutic thing where some people get massages to do stress relief and all sorts of things along those lines. Is this something similar to that? Am I thinking correctly that way?
I would say this is therapeutic, this is definitely what we use.
Well, that's what I meant, because a lot of people, I think, look at massages a couple of different ways. Some look at it as a spa and it's kind of a fun thing to go do. Other people look at it literally as therapy. I mean, we all know that there's, you know, sports, you know, athletes where after a game, you know, there's a masseuse that's on staff, or in some cases multiple, that are doing massages on these players the minute, you know, a game is over or before the game the next day or whatever the case may be. It's part of their therapy and the therapeutic things they have going on. I assume cupping is a similar situation.
Yes. And so you kind of use it. It can be just to pull through those tissues, like what Michael Phelps used it for, to heal those tissues. We use it a lot for lungs, to open up the lungs. But I use it a lot on the IT band when people's hips are tight. For plantar fascia, sometimes I'll use it on the feet.
Okay. So are there, dumb question, different sizes of cups?
Oh, yeah. Great question.
Okay. I didn't realize that. So it's not a, you know, one size fits all. There's multiple sizes depending upon what area, what muscle you're working on. Is that, am I thinking correctly?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and also I think it's important to say if someone's, considering having this done, it doesn't hurt. I've never had any pain caused by it, So it's not relaxing like a massage at the time, but I think you do notice different the next day, and especially as it kind of heals up, you notice a difference. Especially, okay. I've had plantar fasciitis treated with it, and it did help a lot.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay. Again, this was not my question. This is something Charlie asked me weeks ago and said, hey, next time Dr. Julie's on, would you ask about, you know, cupping and how it works and all of that? Because I'm like, oh, foggiest idea. I mean, only time I've ever heard about it, and I think Dr. Julie, for a lot of people, Michael Phelps, as you said a moment ago, it's kind of the only way I think a lot of people in the public even heard about it or knew about it, because it's not like something you see on every sign and every street corner.
Right. Yeah. And I think it became much more popular after, of course, he...
Okay, so then I guess I have a really dumb question. If it does the things that it does and what you say and Greg says, which I believe both of you, by the way, I have a lot of confidence in both of you, why isn't it talked about more and advertised more to do these things that it actually works for?
Well, I mean, I think people who go to alternative medicine doctors or chiropractors or acupuncturists, I think a lot of different groups of muscle work people are using it more and more.
Okay.
And so I guess it's the arena in which people are finding themselves.
Gotcha.
That you hear about.
So it's from what I'm hearing you say, then, is becoming a little more popular and might get the point even where it's mainstream like massages or anything else would be.
From my experience, sure. Dr. Julie, it's a little higher up the skill level than you're going to find at a chain, massage chain. They're not going to probably offer it because I think it requires a little more training.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah. So.
Okay, that makes sense.
But if you go to a locally owned homeopathic massage center that has specialists, Dr. Julie.
Makes sense. Okay, now, again, I'm trying to understand. And the way I see it, guys, is if I don't understand, I guarantee you most of our listeners probably don't either. That's why I'm asking these what might seem like dumb questions, but I guarantee you folks listening probably don't know any more about it than I do.
No, that was perfect. I think that was well said.
Okay.
I think that's where you're going to get somebody who's taken a little extra time to get educated on applying that.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
One last time. Mention your free health assessment. I'm going to let you go. We've got our fishermen calling in a few minutes, which you're going to love listening to. So just real quick for you, Dr. Julie, we've got some fishermen that catch the salmon that you can pre-order now at Barber's Foods and literally put your order in, and they're going to, as we speak now, in Alaska, catching the salmon. We're going to talk to the actual fishermen that are actually going to catch the fish you pre-order.
I want to put that order in. So, I want to put that order in.
All right. So, talk about, real quick before I let you go, talk about your free health assessment one more time.
Sure. It's free. All you have to do is call 303-343-8800 to schedule. And we're looking at everything from basically how your body composition is to maybe what nutrients might be deficient, how blood pressure is, and what that could be indicating, not just high or low, but other possible health conditions. And kind of just giving a really good, hey, this is how you can be healthier.
Okay, perfect.
So,
all right.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, with that, awesome. That's perfect. Dr. Julie, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
All right, have a great week. Again, that's Dr. Julie, Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
Gino's Auto Service, yes, much like your physical health, and we talk about that every Wednesday, your vehicle has a health need as well. In fact, they compare very much to one another. If you don't take care of your body, it's going to fail you. If you don't take care of your car, it's going to fail you. Same situation. Geno's can take care of your car for you, especially as we head into winter. It's GenosAutoservice.com, Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
Constitution Day, September 17th, 1787, was the day the delegates to the Constitutional Convention signed the United States Constitution, one of the most important documents for individual human freedom known to mankind. Kim Munson here. Thursday, constitutional expert and visiting professor of conservative thought and policy at CU, John Eastman, Liberty Lives Forever founder Andy McKean, and Dr. Jill Vecchio join me to share their thoughts about our Constitution and how it intersects with what is happening in America today. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for Dr. Julie again as she joins us each and every week from Ascent Health Center. We've got some special guests joining us any moment that Greg Bloom from Barber's lined up for us. But before we do that, I want to also mention that right now at Barber's Foods, if you order anything right now, period, and use Save 5 as you check out, you save 5%. And this month, they're also giving 5% of those orders to Save the Children. So it's a great deal for both sides of the fence. You're helping out Save the Children, plus yourself at the same time. And I continue to say this, folks, and I'm not just saying this because Greg's here, because I say it whether he's here or not, and say it all the time now, because from this point forward, I won't buy meat anywhere else, because everything I've had from Barber's is just absolutely knock it out of the park delicious. And the people that I've had over and have fed these two parties and gatherings and family and so on, I haven't had a single person yet that I've fed anything to that said it was bad.
That's great to hear.
All of them rave about it, actually.
If it's not good, we don't sell it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, too, you've told me, and I wanted to mention this before we bring our fishermen on, because we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But before we do, one thing you've told me recently also is that there are other companies that do similar things to what you do.
Right. They sell online.
They sell online.
Send a box to your house.
They'll send it right to you.
Right.
The difference being, in the case of Barber's Foods, when the package of chicken, meat, pork, whatever it happens to be, shows up, it has the name of the actual place the meat came from.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The producer of it.
Right.
On that label, correct?
Right. Yeah. Everyone else hides where it comes from. They have their name put on the package.
So you as a customer will know exactly where it's coming from.
Right. We want you to know where it comes from and the family that raised it.
Now, that's not true with a lot of the other meat that you will actually order.
Yeah, I don't think any of the other companies you could source where
they're
it came
relabeling,
from.
Basically.
You couldn't go back to the farmer. Like, we're going to go to the fisherman today.
Which we're going to do right now.
Great.
Do you want to introduce them?
Just in time, yeah. This is Taryn and Kara from Thunder's Catch salmon, and they live in northern Idaho most of the year when they're not in Alaska.
Welcome, guys. How are we doing?
Hey, you're doing great.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. So, first things first. Are you fishing now? Yeah. Are you taking time to call, or are you on land? Where are you at?
We got off the boat a few weeks ago, and now we're back home. We just had our season. Our season's in June and July.
June, July. So you just just really kind of finished up.
Exactly. We're on land ho. We're on firm ground.
Okay. You're on terra firma as we speak.
Exactly. We live up here in Sandpoint, Idaho for 10 months of the year, and then we fish up in Bristol Bay for the 2 months of June and July, and get back.
Okay, what was the season like this year? I mean, is this like Deadliest Catch where you got big waves you're fighting and all of that, or is it a little different?
It's not as dangerous as Deadliest Catch.
That's good.
Catch them at the river mouth before they go up to spawn.
Yeah, because the salmon are going up to spawn and then they die, right?
They do. That's their life cycle. And Fish and Game, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, they manage it so well that all the rivers can only handle like 12 million fish. If they do more than that, they can overpopulate, and they don't return as many numbers as the next year. So
gotcha.
It was like a 50 million run, so they allowed us to fish so much this year, and we had a great season.
Okay, so dumb question on my end. How do they know that? How do they know how many fish are potentially going to go back upstream?
Well, as the rivers funnel from the bay into, a stream that you could quite literally throw a stone across or
right.
a ball across, they have fish counters. I think some of the rivers are with like radar and sonar, but they also Alaska Fish and Game hires interns who are literally there with like a counter, a clicker.
You're kidding me.
And like when you walk into Costco.
Yeah, they're clicking them fish as they go by.
Fish clickers.
Unbelievable. Exactly. Okay, so, and I can't, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've been to Alaska, I fished before, and I used to know a lot of these facts, and it's been so long, I honestly forgotten some of these things. What is the life cycle of, and I know each salmon is a little different in the species, it's different. What is the average life cycle? I don't remember, I'm sorry.
This is sockeye salmon, so it's wild sockeye, and they 4 years, 5 years at the most.
Okay, that's what I thought.
We get a lot of returns that are 2 years old fish, which are smaller, 2-3s, which would mean they live in the freshwater, and then they go out into the ocean for 2-3s. So they go out in the ocean and they just decide to come back. So they're between 2 to 4 years old on average.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, I may be wrong, but don't they go back to spawn where they were born?
Exactly. In Bristol Bay, you have about 5 big river systems, and those fish, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, how do they know?
They can smell their way up to that. Yeah, it is so crazy.
Unreal.
They pass the river that other fish are going up just to go like 40 miles further to their river that they originated in. Nuts.
Now, how does Alaska Fish and Wildlife know how many fish any given year are being born, I guess I should say, are being produced, or do they?
Well, they're monitoring, how we mentioned, they're monitoring how many fish go up the rivers. They're also, when Tarn and I fish, and when all in Bristol Bay at the very least, we have to deliver our fish after each tide.
Mm-hmm.
At least twice within a 24-hour period.
Gotcha.
And when we deliver, the people receiving the fish are called tenders, and they mark up on a fish ticket with Fish and Game how many pounds that we deliver, and they average that weight based on the average fish weight. So they can kind of get a pretty good estimate of how many fish are harvested, and then also they're, like I said, monitoring how many fish are returning to the rivers.
Gotcha.
So they can kind of.
Do they also, and again, I used to know this, and I'm sorry, but do they also, some of the fish that you catch, and of course they get cleaned, and of course a lot of those fish will have eggs inside of them. Do they count the eggs to also kind of figure out how many, are reproducing and what those numbers are like, or am I off in my thought?
No, they don't really count the eggs. They just know the ratio of male, female, what's going up there.
Gotcha.
Tarn, why don't that kind of leads us into the processing of the fish. Why don't you describe for the listeners, how are the fish processed after you catch them?
So we catch them. We put them in the chilled water after we bleed the fish, which...
icy cold, 34-degree water.
Okay. Yeah.
And not a lot of companies do that, have the fishermen bleed the fish and also put it in the chilled water right away. But once
for those listening, what does that do? I think I know, but what does that do?
Why do you need to bleed the fish?
Yeah.
It just keeps the meat just really fresh tasting. I think we can absolutely taste the difference. Just keeps the meat really, really great, probably similar to the beef. But once we deliver the fish, they take the fish to the plant, the processing plant, and right away they're pin boning the fish, they're filleting it with these machines. They have a whole team doing this quickly, and then they vacuum pack it and then flash freeze it, like all within about a day of being caught.
Gotcha.
A little bit after that, because it takes a little process to pin bone the fish.
Right.
But it is so fresh that when you thaw it, it just tastes like we just caught it. So it's much different than an actual fresh fish behind the glass at a grocery store that could have been sitting behind the glass for 5, 6, even 7 days.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but most likely that fish, even in that glass, was probably frozen at one point in time, right?
Right. Yeah, it's been frozen and then slacked out most of the time.
That's what I thought.
It kind of depends on where you're at in the country, too. But go ahead, Tara, and you have a comment?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Sometimes. During the season, June and July, behind the glass, it might be fresh, but it still could be 6 days old.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you have to factor in... even if it is fresh, it takes, if these fishermen are out on the water, it probably took a day to get to the land, to the airport, then another, it's probably flown overnight and then transported to the store. I mean, that's a few days. And then
we just love the quality that we catch, and then we were able to bring it back to the community. We absolutely love that. And it's part of the reason why we do what we do. We love it.
Now, I also know, and Greg and I were talking about this prior to coming on air today, and I know, there's farm, you can see it on labels, there's farm raised and there's what they call, wild cod, and even that you have to be careful what wild cod is versus farm raised and so on. But I know, I was telling Greg, even as a kid growing up here in Colorado, I know even as a kid that, in Colorado used to be, and it's not as much anymore because there's not as many left because of population and so on, but it used to be you could catch a native trout and you could tell by the coloring of a rainbow trout whether it was a native lake, born and raised in that lake, or a stocked fish that came from a farm put in the lake at a very young age. But I remember even as a kid, Taryn and Kara, that you could literally taste the difference even between those fish back then, and they weren't farm raised. I mean, they were raised to be a fingerling put in a lake, but even they tasted different. I'm guessing that a total farm raised fish is completely different than the fish you're catching.
Absolutely different. I honestly don't eat farm salmon at all. It has dyes. It would be colored gray if they didn't put pigments in their feed. Antibiotics and we just don't eat it. And I believe it does taste quite a bit different than wild sockeye.
Yeah. I agree.
You can tell.
Yeah, I can tell the difference. Yeah, and I'm with you guys. I don't live and do what you guys do, but I won't eat farm fish. I just don't.
No, period. It doesn't taste
because
good.
Of the things you guys just mentioned. I am, though, confused. And I know they add the coloring. And what you just said a minute ago, I'd like you to tell me, so why would the fish be gray raised in a farm if they don't add the color?
Because I think wild salmon, their natural feed is like a green algae that, kind of like a...
phytoplankton.
Yeah, it just naturally turns their meat like a bright red flesh for a sockeye, and other species of salmon, it's a little lighter flesh, but the sockeye has such a brilliant, distinct red red color that that's what we're selling. That's what we'll fish. And the sockeye that we catch is extremely sustainable, and I think it's great to support a sustainable run.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed. Okay.
Eating wild.
If you can answer this, great. If you can't, I understand. How many fish, pound-wise, will you guys catch in a year?
The last 5 years have been record seasons, and not just for us, but for everyone. It's just the whole run has been huge, extremely sustainable, and we've been catching, typically a normal run is about 200,000 pounds we can catch in a year. And I don't know, the last couple of years have been 300,000 and 400,000 pounds, which has been just amazing.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of fish.
That's a lot of fish.
Is that the weight of the whole fish, or not the fillets once they're processed, right? That's the whole fish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the whole fish.
Still a lot of fish.
And then we bring back a very small portion for you guys, the whole, to share with everybody.
Gotcha. But,
the fillet, I guess you'd take away 60% for the fillet.
Gotcha. Okay. And I don't want to sound dumb here, but this is just, to me, fascinating. When the fish is processed and they fillet it and they get all the meat off the fish, does any of the byproducts of that fish, the head and some of the other things, does it go anywhere or is it just disposed of?
A lot of it's ground up into fish meal. We use the skins. There's a school here in town that uses the skins to make purses and play around with.
Okay.
It's a wild crafting class, so they're learning canning and they make leather wallets and.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Okay, so in other words, it really truly is not just sustainable, but that fish, for the most part, the entire thing is getting used.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ground up, and then we're making a dog treat out of small scraps that just don't make a beautiful fillet. We're putting those into dog treats. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I think a lot of goes into cat
dog
food.
Treats
we've
made dog treats with the salmon skins ourselves, and, they're not smoked, but they're toasted, so they're skin crisps, and the dogs love them. They're wonderful for their coats. And we try and... I mean, that's kind of the native tradition, is to honor as much of the wild abundance and gift. And we try and emulate them as much as we can.
Good stuff. Kara, thank you guys so much. I do appreciate it. We're going to come back after this break and talk about how our folks can actually get that fish.
Supply is limited.
Okay.
Order.
Yeah, make sure you get your order in. Taryn and Kara, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. And we will do that. We'll come right back. We'll talk about how you can pre-order at Barber's Foods and get some of that great fish. You just heard the fishermen themselves that caught it. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And if you would like to have your kitchen be the centerpiece of your home and to cook some salmon in, you can do that. Go to klzradio.com.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stream Auto Repair, $100 off your timing belt replacement. Again, klzradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences.
In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who is on. He's got his own show now on every other Wednesday. You just heard Al a little bit ago. And great guy, by the way. If you want to know where your future lies financially speaking, give Al a call today. klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Greg Bloom with me today from Barber's Foods. We just talked to Taryn and Kara, who are the fishermen, specifically in this case for Barber's Foods, where you can actually order some of the salmon we just got done talking about, which, by the way, as a side note, so Greg gave me a sample. This was last year's fish, because you don't have this year's yet.
Not yet.
Last year's fish, he had a couple of fillets that he had left over, so he gave me these a couple of weeks ago. That night, and these were frozen.
Right.
So that night, though, Greg told me how to cook these and prep them and so on. Gave me a great recipe, by the way, which was just absolutely fabulous. And I tell you what, I can still taste that fish right now. It was just absolutely fabulous. And, folks, that was salmon that was almost a year old. Not quite, but almost a year old. I can't wait to taste the stuff that I'm going to get that will be fresh as just in a few weeks.
Yeah, I have it in about 3 weeks, and we're taking pre-orders now on the website, barbersfoods.com, and you can save 5% when you check out by typing in the coupon code SAVE5, S-A-V-E, and then the number 5. And then there's two items on there now, the whole fillets. There's about 15 whole fillets in a box, 20-pound box. And there's a price for those, and then there's some 6-ounce portions too in a 10-pound box. But those are limited, so I will sell out of those probably by Thanksgiving. They'll be gone.
Okay, so if you want one, do it fast.
Right. Yep.
Get your order in quick.
Get an order in now.
And as I said too, if some of you have the freezer space, keep this in mind. I would suggest that some of you, if you've got the space to actually put these away inside of your freezer or freezer, some of you might have more than one. But if you've got the ability to actually freeze this and hang on to it. I just told you, I had a fillet that was a year old almost. Mm-hmm. Not a thing wrong with it. You could literally buy these, put them in the freezer, and there's multiple ways to prep it, which, Greg, we can, in the future, when these things come in, we'll talk about how to prep them and eat them and so on. But the reality is, you could keep these things from, basically from now until a year from now, and you'd be just fine.
Yeah, actually, the packaging is so good on there that they'll last 2 years.
Okay.
And you would never notice that it wasn't week-old fish. And I take them out of the case and tuck them into all the corners and crannies of my freezer.
Oh, yeah, they'll slide right in.
Anywhere.
That's exactly right.
And if
right.
you don't have dinner ready when you get home from work, you can have it on your barbecue and done in 15 minutes. I just put it on there frozen. I open the pack, put the fillet on frozen, and have dinner.
So here's something else to think about, folks, for all of you listening. And a lot of you have people that you are, you just never know what to get them for their birthday or Christmas.
Right.
And by the way, Christmas isn't that far away.
Nope.
I know it does. I know it sounds a long ways away, but it's not. Let me give you a tip on something you could get them for Christmas or birthdays or whatever. And in this case, if you had a box of fillets, or a couple boxes, I should say, and somebody's birthday comes up, well, it's really easy. Just grab a couple of fillets, take them over and happy birthday.
Right.
There you go.
It's a great idea.
Same thing for Christmas. There's folks, again, there are some of you that you never have any idea what to get a special someone. As long as they like salmon, which I don't know too many people that don't, if you like salmon or you know that they do, this would be a great Christmas and or birthday present.
Right, right. And you think that, you know, a case of salmon's going to last you a long time, 15 fillets. Now, once you taste these salmon fillets, you're going to probably eat them once or twice a week. They'll be gone.
Well, just as an example, Greg gave me the two. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and cook them both. And had the kids come over. So I cooked them both. Kids came over. There was no leftovers.
No. And even if there is leftovers, then the next morning for breakfast or for lunch,
you've got
hot smoked salmon,
exactly,
which I crumble up and put on cheese pizzas for the dinner the next night. It's just
the reality is they will get eaten. I guess that's the best way for me to say this is they're going to get eaten. Don't worry about it. Order what you think you're going to need. And this is what I would suggest. Given the fact this is a limited supply, order what you think you're going to use over the next year.
Yep.
And put it in your freezer.
And it'll last that long.
Because you will not find this. You're not going to run down to King Soopers or someplace like that and buy the same stuff. It's not going to be there.
Right, right. And actually, you won't save any money buying something like this retail either. You'll save money buying it by the case direct from us. So it's no more expensive. And, you know, plus we're giving you 5% off with the coupon right now. So it's actually a great deal.
And on top of that, 5% is going to save the children as well, folks. So again, it's a great time to buy.
You're supporting Taryn and Kara who caught them.
Thank you. You're supporting them. You're supporting Greg and all of his staff and all the whole sustainability, folks. We talked about that with Taryn and Karen. But the reality is the sustainability all the way through this whole thing, from the folks that are actually processing the fish for them, getting it delivered to Barber's Foods, them, you know, all of us here locally, all the people that work for Greg. You're supporting all sorts of people by buying this type of product that, no offense, you don't know what you're buying when you go to King Soopers or Costco.
You have no idea.
You have no idea where that fish is coming from. No. Now, real quick, and I know we're running out of time. In some cases, be careful of the fish you buy. Because
right.
You may be buying something you think is local, that's U.S. Turn the package over and read the label. It may be coming from China.
It may be coming from China, or it may say farm-raised Atlantic salmon, and you don't know where it came from. But it's not the same as wild-caught salmon.
It's not the same.
Not the
even
same.
Close.
Most in this market, you're going to see farm-raised Atlantic salmon
right. That
is color-added, and the label will say color-added.
It's going to look delicious. It's not the same, folks.
Not the same fish.
And I can tell you that right now. I can attest to it. It is not the same. So, all right, Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. And great guys. They would love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. I'll try to get Bob on here this next hour and give us an update as to what they've got with specials. But in the meantime, anything you need when it comes to your vehicle needs, new or used, they've got you covered. Find new roads. PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I want to give a special thanks to Greg Bloom just taking time out of his day, and he always brings some samples into the station here where everybody here can get a little taste of what Barber's Foods has. And I will tell you what, folks, I don't mean to say this, you know, I don't take this lightly. Don't mean to say this lightly, I should say. Everything I've ever gotten from Barber's has just been absolutely fabulous. And the things that Greg has brought in and the things that even our folks here at KLZ and Crawford have tasted, I just get fabulous reviews. So if you want some great protein, fish, chicken, pork, beef, bison, you name it, they've got it. Go to barbersfoods.com right now. It's 5% off. Even the pre-order of salmon that we just talked about, it's 5% off. Just put in SAVE5 at checkout, SAVE5, and you get that 5% discount. We'll be back. If it's getting close to 7 o'clock, have a fabulous evening, by the way. If you're listening to the replay hour, we do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.